Strange Affair by Peter Robinson. Read by Neil Pearson. Was she being followed? It was hard to tell at that time of night on the motorway. She was beyond Newport Pagnell now, but there was still plenty of traffic. Nervously, she checked her rearview mirror. The car was still behind her. So she pulled over to the near side lane, slowed down, and then stopped worrying. The car, a dark Mondeo, overtook her. One person in the front, another in the back. Probably a private hire car, she guessed. Some rich git being ferried to a nightclub, most likely. A little further up the motorway she overtook the Mondeo and didn't give it a second glance. When she got to Watford Gap Services, she felt hungry. She still had a long way to go, so decided to stop. She didn't even notice the Mondeo pull in two cars behind her. In the cafe, she bought a ham and tomato sandwich and sat alone, washing it down with a Diet Coke. At the table opposite, pretending to read his newspaper, a man with dandruff on the collar of his suit jacket ogled her over the top of his glasses. Just a perv, she decided. The world seemed full of them. She could hardly walk down the street without some sad pillock eyeing her up. She finished the sandwich and walked back to her car. The tank was only a quarter full, so she filled up at the petrol station, using her credit card at the pump. Then the perv from the cafe pulled up at the pump opposite and stared at her as he put the nozzle in the tank. But she ignored him. Tank full, she turned down the slip road. The clock on the dashboard read 12:35.